In Scotland, one in four people will be affected by mental illness at some point in their lives. Absences from work are at record levels, with many struggling to deal with stress and anxiety. In light of this, questions are being asked about what employers can do to support employees more. It's been suggested that training up staff in mental health first aid could make a huge difference to figures. The 12-hour programme covers topics such as self-harm, suicide, depression, anxiety and attitudes towards mental health. Anna Brady is a trainer for Scotland's Mental Health First Aid.
Scotland's Mental Health First Aid training is a course that's the Scottish Government commissioned several years ago, and it's basically about trying to make sure there are people out there in the community that are confident with dealing with crises. And I think people recognise that, you know, mental health problems and mental illness causes a great deal of distress, and it does cause deaths. People lose their lives because through the pain of their illness they might die by suicide.
Awareness and the basics of mental health are lackluster even throughout the National Health Service, with staff facing hurdles to attend this specialised training despite working with vulnerable adults on a daily basis. Liz McTiernan works with the North West Rehab Service in Glasgow and thinks new legislation is the way forward.
Yeah, I think it should be mandatory. There's lots of different training, but this would help to give people more of an awareness and time to look at the person. They're not just a bit of an arm or whatever, it's a whole person that's involved, whether they come into E&E or whatever, GP practice, anything. Yeah, I think it would be good to have an awareness rolled out.
We now live in a society governed by rules and regulations, and a week doesn't seem to pass without a debate on creating new laws. Anna Brady also works as a health improvement officer and believes more training would be the way forward across the country. If you need to have a physical first aider on the premises at work, why not a mental health first aider too?
Often the way that we get society to take things seriously is by making them mandatory. You know, that's the way, you know, because if it's a voluntary code of practice, then often things aren't followed. So actually, yeah, there would be a lot of merit if it was said in workplaces of a certain size and above, there had to be a designated mental health first aider, because that would be sending the message out that looking after people who have mental illnesses is just as important as people who have physical illnesses.
Liz McTiernan also talks about the importance of having this knowledge whilst working in her rehab role and how the training will help towards patient care.
We see a lot of people, it's not just about doing physical rehab or practical stuff, a lot of it is like emotional support, so yeah, very much relevant.
Of course, Anna may be training mostly NHS employees, but Scotland's Mental Health First Aid training is relevant to all, whether you work in the police, as a teacher or in the public sector. If you work with people, then the message is look out for training near you.
When you are coming into contact with the public, you are coming into contact with people who've got mental health problems, because we are the public, and the statistics about mental health problems, it's a really common. I think it's something like one in four people will have a mental health episode during their life. So it's really helpful if people who are coming into contact with a wide range of the public have some knowledge and understanding about mental health and mental health first aid.
If you're interested about signing up for a course, go to www.smafa.com, where information of upcoming courses can be found. I'm Holly McCormack for UWS News.